Vanderbilt football coach Bobby Johnson. Coach, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you, Kevin. Good morning.
Well, it was a lot of fun out there last night, and it had to be fun for you. I know always it's an interesting game for you personally to play South Carolina, beat them back-to-back years, but to do it in that atmosphere last night with a home crowd just really cranked up for a Thursday night SEC opener, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. SEC opener, big crowd, ESPN, and it had all the ingredients of a big game, and it was good to perform well in a big game.
Bobby, sometimes it's the way you win, and I just thought you guys were so opportunistic in the second half, taking advantage of the fumbled punt, and then you add some wrinkles to the offense in the second half, the reverse with Walker that helped set up the touchdown. And all of a sudden, your offensive line takes command of the game after a couple of three and outs and punches out a couple of needed first downs with Jared Hawkins. Pretty impressive. And in so many cases, you guys would not win games like that. But again, opportunistic and just making plays, and it was fun to watch.
And we were. I was proud of our guys. You know, we didn't play great in the first half on offense, but we made some adjustments and we got a little bit more confident. And the drive where Jared Hawkins scored his touchdown, I thought we were knocking him off the ball pretty good. And then we're trying to run out the clock and got two first downs from our 5-yard line. I thought that was huge. And our line was coming off very well then, and Jared was running very hard.
Bobby, there were so many, all through the preseason, you're telling us that, you liked your offensive line, you liked your defense, and frankly, none of us really knew what to expect, who wasn't out there, at practice every day. But boy, I'll tell you what, you look at some of the young kids on your defense, after you lose Goff and Marcus Buggs, you have Marv step up, who made some big plays for you, and just all over the place. Every time I saw a big play in the second half, it was coming from an underclassman.
Yeah, it was. Patrick Benoit had a huge game, too. He had a bunch of tackles, and Greg Bellinger had a really good game inside, and Stephen Stone, I think, had a very good game inside. So hopefully, we can keep recruiting consistently and keep those guys coming so, you never have that dip when, one of you guys goes to the NFL.
Bobby, it looked to me going in that you played a lot of two-man with that offense. Was that the strategy going in, just the fact that their quarterbacks weren't playing well and they're not very elusive, that you can get away with playing that a lot, or was I seeing something different?
Well, we played some. Most of that was, off of zone pressure. We were playing a two-deep coverage off of zone pressure, and we weren't actually man. We were matching them up, as they came out on their routes, and probably looked like man a lot because sometimes they were just coming straight
off. So whoever
off.
Was coming into the zone, they matched up, basically.
Right. Okay. They match them up and then try. But South Carolina, had a good plan. They went empty on us a lot. They had 5 wide receivers out on the field, and it's just hard to get a 5-man rush because you don't have enough players available to cover all the zones when they're all out there. So we mixed it up, and they hit us for some, but we made some huge sacks and got a couple of interceptions too. So it was a battle between our defense and their offense.
Vanderbilt coach Bobby Johnson is our guest. You touched on this right off the top, but talk a little more about the adjustments you guys made up front on the offense. With the defensive formation and the defensive front they were showing in the first half, the changes you made in the second half to kind of get things rolling.
Well, they were going a little bit more the bear look, with the nose covered and both guards covered, and it was giving us a little bit of a problem. And they were also, had an eye on Chris, for some of the quarterback runs that we've been doing. And we just, got in at halftime and tried to calm down and look at exactly what they were doing and try to figure out some plays that we could run against it. And I think Ted Kane and his staff did a great job of doing that at halftime. So we came out and ran the ball much better and took advantage of some breaks. And, I don't know if they're lucky breaks or you make your breaks. We're going to say we made them. So you know, took advantage of them and had a good second half.
Bobby, how important is it for this team, especially with so much youth, that they demonstrated the ability to close a game like they did?
Well, hopefully it'll help us later in the year if we get in that situation again. And you know, it was huge. You know, I know South Carolina, you know, probably felt like they could come back and that we may fold or whatever, but we really did a good job of playing hard in the fourth quarter. And to tell you the truth, I think our offensive line was, you know, feeling real good about it and knocking people off the ball late in the fourth quarter. I think conditioning had a factor in it, and we're in pretty good shape.
You got unbelievable crowd support. You know, again, you know, just watching the game, you know, noise is never usually a factor like it was last night at Vanderbilt games. And to see that whole atmosphere, how much fun was it for you to be in it and to have your kids experience it?
No, it was a lot of fun, and it was great to be, you know, the benefactor of some noise. Instead of, you know, one that's going out all the time. But I was really pleased. You know, the students were fantastic. And, you know, hopefully we can keep them coming and get them there early. And, you know, it just makes the whole atmosphere a whole lot better and a lot more fun.